I was contacted earlier today by a friend of mine, Tony, who does, what would one call it, sifting work for Carte Blanche. People approach Carte Blanche and say, this is going on. Would Carte Blanche like to look into it? And Tony sent me the info and said, perhaps it's something for you to follow up on. And it was a message which came in from a resident of Calphinia. Let me just find the original message that came in. Where is it? Now all of a sudden I can't find it. Oh, there we go. It said, we want something about Calphinia and the animals that are dying from starvation. There is no local help, no vets, no SPCA, no rescues. People cannot feed themselves, let alone their animals. They desperately need exposure for the people, government to assist. And that was from somebody who we called, and Glynis went through a whole series of phone calls before we ended up with Murray Shen, who's on the line to us from Calphinia, just a resident who's trying to help the animals. Murray Shen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How bad are things?
Very, very bad. Really very bad.
Tell us more.
Okay, I moved from Cape Town to Calphinia about 2 years ago, and the first thing that struck me was the state that the animals is in this town. We desperately need help with food and like blankets and kennels and stuff. We've got no animal shelter, not at all. So animals that is trading on the street get shot by the police because there's no safe place for them to go. Yeah, and like our municipality, they also got no bylaws, so they can't help us at all. So we are trying our utmost best to help these animals so that they just can survive. Because, like I said, the people, though, they can't even, you know, support food for themselves, needless to say, for dogs. And we've got about, say, 300 cats and more than 1,000 dogs, like we did a study 3 times this year with 450 pets per day that was paid out of one of our residents' pockets. But I mean, she can't do it on her own. I can't do it on my own. I've got 25 rescues at my home, and my main aim is to start an animal shelter here to help these animals that's got no voice for themselves, but I need the help, that all the help that I can get.
The animal welfare organizations, there are many of them. The SPCA is the most prominent of them. I appreciate that the original message to us said that there isn't an SPCA in Calphinia. I don't know where the closest branch is, but are they not able to make some kind of contribution?
No, the closest branch is Upington, and that's 4 hours' drive from Calphinia. I did approach the SPCA in Grassy Park a few times, and then I spoke to their CEO, and he told me, but they gave the authority to Calphinia police, like if there is a case of negligence and stuff, that they must assist us, but that, I mean, they don't assist us. You know, like I said, there was a stray animal, and on Christmas Day, they shot this poor dog in front of my house. I was frantic.
And you're suggesting that it's not that the poor people who own pets are being deliberately cruel to those pets.
No, they're
not. There is so much poverty, there is so much need, that the animals further down the food chain are the ones who are suffering the most. It's not that the humans aren't suffering, but the animals are suffering as well.
Yes, so I travel to Cape Town twice a month, 4 hours drive. Then I try to get donations for dog food, for kennels, for blankets and stuff. And, you know, it's like I said, the people's excuse is it's COVID time, so they don't support. There's too many animal shelters that they need to support. I even applied at, well, Lotto Land or what they call it, and they told me, no, we only help humans, no animals. We don't help the animals, but
okay,
I mean,
Veronica, I'm interrupting you, and sorry for that, because we have to go to news soon. Veronica in Elsie's River says you must contact Sidewalk Specials on Facebook. They do wonderful work on these small towns.
yes.
sidewalk specials. Okay. Have a look for them on Facebook. Make contact with them. And yes. Marie-Chen, you were saying that you come to Cape Town twice a month, and
yes.
you're hoping that, I mean, I don't know where people who are listening to this who are moved to help, I don't know how they would contact you in order to have you collect stuff from them on one of your fortnightly trips to Cape Town. What were you thinking?
Well, they can contact me on my cell phone number. They're more than willing to do that. And then I can, you know, I can send the info and stuff. And I mean, I'm even prepared to collect the stuff. I don't mind. Like I said, I traveled twice to Cape Town in a month to get donations for dog food and stuff like that.
Okay, well, we have your cell phone number, and I'll ask our listeners, anybody who feels able to help and wants to help, contact us, and we will pass on your cell phone number to them, and then they can make direct contact with you.
I will really appreciate it. It will help a lot.
Marie-Chen is a resident of Kalfinia. If you can help, contact me, contact Glynis. So either phone Glynis or WhatsApp us on the number, contact me privately on my email address, and we'll put you in touch with her.